8:32.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And you know what? We also believed America, which popularized the automobile, whose middle class was made on the basis of manufacturing, that we couldn't just give up. We couldn't throw in the towel. That was not an option. Here's the lesson. Don't bet against America. Don't bet against the American auto industry. Don't bet against American ingenuity. Don't bet against the American worker. Don't bet against us.
Ready, willing, and able to review what's going on in the world of talk radio, talk television, the new media. If you've been following the economy, the president, the tax cuts, all of this stuff, part of the big ball of wax when it comes to your money. The president just speaking there, declaring that nobody ought to bet against the American worker. The U.S. economy has grown a bit faster over the summer than the government first thought. The news media won't tell you that. The news media is happy to look at the last round, maybe the last month, and tell you it was down. But if you look at the last quarter, things are actually pretty good. Not enough to lower the unemployment numbers, but there is stronger spending by you, the shopper. There is better overseas sales of the goods that you produce. These are the main forces behind the upward revision. The hiring picture, though, hasn't improved very much. Even with companies reporting their best quarterly profits on record dating back to 1947, the nation's unemployment rate has been stuck pretty much at where it's been for most of the last 3 or 4 months. The Fed's latest projections suggest that that may not change much for the next year or two. And if that's the case, Mr. Obama better start packing his bags now. Let's listen to Larry King speaking with Vice President Joe Biden. Biden is on to the White House focus, suggesting the jobs, 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 and more jobs will be what they're going to work on for the next couple of years. Yahoo!
It shouldn't, frankly. You have focused on jobs before the health
care. In retrospect, that can be argued, and some argued that beforehand. The idea that we weren't focusing on jobs while we were focusing on health care is not accurate. But when you turn on the television every day for a year and it says health care, all the work we're doing on creating jobs and dealing with trade and all those issues, it's not anybody, I'm not complaining, I'm just stating the fact that it just is not surfaced. And that's why you're going to see for the next 2 years that all we're about is American competitiveness, American, made in America, and American jobs. And we need to cooperate, Democrats and Republicans.
Should, frankly, the president have been doing a better job in the area of, what's reality and what's perception?
Well,
did he do a poor job in perception?
Look, I don't think he didn't misunderstand at all the dilemma we faced. But he knew, for example, that, again, it's our responsibility. So this is not, it's not the other
stuff.
The buck stops with us, actually stops with the president. He's the guy that makes the final decision, God love him. But here's the deal. We found ourselves in a position where the banks were collapsing, so we had to make sure that the financial markets were stabilized. One of the most unpopular things you could possibly do. Would have been easier to pass through the Senate and the House a resolution saying protect rattlesnakes. They didn't want to, I understand that. And then we believe we had to deal with long-term debt, and the biggest driver of long-term debt is health care costs, and that's the unspoken part about the health care bill we passed. It's about the gigantic savings long-term in terms of federal spending on health care. But again, we could have done a lot of things better in retrospect.
Including perception, right?
Including perception. But we've learned from where we are, and we're determined to take advantage of those lessons and not have the perception clearly focused.
Next up on the countdown, we listen to Andrea Mitchell speak with Politico's Jeanne Cummings. White House plans to meet with business leaders to deal with frustration over the lack of job growth pretty soon, and this is the story behind the story of that meeting.
Why so much frustration?
Well,
The frustration stems from several different things, ranging from a feeling that the White House really doesn't understand the dilemmas and the daily and complexities that big business faces, and a lot of frustration with all of the attacks that took place on various sectors, moving from, it started with the financials, it moved to the health insurers, it went to the automakers and ended up with BP, and finally there was a sense of, oh my gosh, I might be next. And so there are lots and lots of complaints that you could pick up out of the business community, and they're really looking for the White House to turn the page on this and work with them so that we can get this economic recovery going.
But, Jean, let me play devil's advocate here for a moment, because if you're part of the liberal wing of the Democratic Party, most clearly Nancy Pelosi and the remaining members of Congress typify that, they view it that big business has gotten everything they wanted. They got the bailout, the auto industry back on its feet, the financial services community back on its feet, that, in fact, the people in the White House have been too favorable to business. I mean, that's what part of the Democratic base is complaining about. So how does the president win in this?
It is very much a tightrope, Andrea. You bring up an excellent point, because it isn't just the liberals on the outside who feel that way. The people inside the White House feel that way. They took a lot of political hits to pass that legislation to help certain sectors and the economy as a whole. And some of those votes and some of those proposals cost them seats. And so there is a fair amount of puzzlement and resentment among White House folks about why the business community doesn't give them a break. What's happening now, I think, is that there's a sense of we got to get this recovery moving faster than it is right now. And there are some things that the business community believes would create an environment in which they'd start doing a lot more investing. And if the goal for everyone is to create jobs, which it is at the White House and it certainly is in the business community, then both sides right now are looking at it as, all right, bygones be bygones. Let's figure out what we can do, because everybody will benefit both financially and politically if the economy takes off.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
800-510-8255 will connect you to us in about 20 minutes, give or take a few seconds, as we begin to take your calls after we get a pretty good round robin, various points of view on where we actually are as the Business Talk Radio program, Business Talk Television. Fox Business host Charles Payne speaking with Greg Rossin, the co-founder of the 99ers Union, who makes the case the long-term unemployment people who are unemployed chronically need more of our help.
But here's the thing that I think bugs a lot of people, certainly it bugs me. It seems like the 99ers in particular are holding out for the right jobs. You know, you guys talk about your advanced degrees and, you know, you can't take that kind of job and this kind of job. So it's incumbent upon the public to pay for you to sit at home until the right job comes along.
Well, again, there's over 5 million Americans who have been sitting home for over 8 months without any type of an income. So if we're going to use that line of reasoning, and early on they did say, if you cut off unemployment insurance, then people are going to go right back to work. Well, these people have not had an income for over 8 months, yet unemployment still remains at 9.5% or higher, and it's remained there for 15 months. So the jobs aren't there. You have 5 people vying for every 1 job. And if the jobs were truly there, then why, during this last election cycle, did we see Republicans go out and say, we need to create jobs, we need to create jobs, we need to create jobs? They must have said that because the jobs aren't there.
Well, I think what a lot of people are saying, Republicans and certainly people in the business sector, is allow the free markets to work, allow capitalism to work. I think what you're going to see, and listen, write it down, you heard it here first, you are going to see more job creation. You're going to see businesses go out and invest, and I think that's one of the end results of the elections that we had, the midterm elections. But here's the thing that I would like to understand more about what you're talking about. Do you think that it helps people who are unemployed to keep them on benefits for 2, 3, 4 years? Do you think their skills get sharper? Do you think they have more emphasis to get off the sofa? At some point, there's a thing called tough love. Do you believe in that at all?
Well, what I believe and what I know is, again, when you have somebody without an income for 8 months, again, the conventional thinking originally was stop providing the checks. They're going to go out. They're going to get jobs. When you have somebody and you have Americans out there who are losing their homes, can't feed their families, and in some cases are taking their own lives, if we go along with your line of reasoning, so you're telling me people would rather go hungry and homeless than to get a job?
Quickly, let's listen to ABC's David Murr reporting that holiday sales already higher than last year.
Sales up across the board this evening, but economists tell me that it's what's inside those gift bags you see people carrying that is most telling. And all of it leads to that larger question, will this shopping finally lead to more permanent jobs?
Tonight, retailers are tracking shoppers who are already spending more than they were this time last year.
You can't scare the American consumer forever.
New numbers out just today track the first 2 weeks of the month. Apparel, clothing across the board up 9.7%. High-end restaurants, luxury brands up 6.7%. This time last year, they'd actually fallen by 9%. Retail experts say you can actually spot the change yourself. It's as simple as noticing another shopper carrying a bag of brand name UGG boots.
What does that tell you?
What it tells you is that, you know, you can get Shearling boots from $19 up to $500. But if they're buying UGG boot brand, they're buying the real thing.
And even more telling, they say, the all-important female shopper. Not only buying for the family this year, but for herself.
Looking good, bombshell.
They point to the high-priced bombshell bra. Now selling out.
It's not an item that I would go out and buy for myself.
I hope not.
Right. So what you've got is a business that's really basically saying the consumer's buying it for themselves.
But will this increase in buying buy job security? Last year, seasonal workers were laid off before the shopping season even ended. Americans just weren't spending. The question this year, will the newly hired 29,000 at Best Buy, 45,000 workers at Toys R Us, 30,000 at JCPenney get to stay on after Christmas?
Look for the retailers who do have a good season to utilize that momentum going into the first quarter of the calendar year to maintain some jobs.
And that's the real hope. These seasonal jobs become more permanent. That, of course, all depends on whether or not these new numbers we're seeing just tonight continue in the weeks ahead. But I've got to tell you, after being out today, those circulars you typically see in the weeks coming up are actually out already. Black Friday, not even here yet.
Depot. Get everything on your holiday list, all at great deals. Stores open at 6 a.m. on Friday. Hurry in today for a Canon PIXMA wireless photo all-in-one printer, copier, and scanner for just $29.99. Office Depot. Our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals. Offer valid through 11/27/10. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM
or visit Barracuda.com.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the field, going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar, then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
And now for the bonus round. Earth is to moon as pancake is to...
Spice rub?
Correct. Never bite the hand that feeds you. Why not?
Because it hasn't been washed.
Correct.
Ooh.
All Wii consoles connect to the internet, which means what?
It means I can now watch movies instantly from Netflix.
Correct! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 and change after the hour. The focus here is the economy and jobs. If you haven't been listening, the president has been speaking about it. Joe Biden has been speaking about it. The numbers are good in some respects. If you're unemployed, you're not thinking things are too good for sure. The president focusing on the tax cuts for the middle class. But the wealthy have to pay more. Same old drum being beaten by the Democrats. Same old drum being beaten by the Republicans. The American economy is on the mend. And we listen. I mean, what is new here about all this? The same kind of stuff over and over again. The president's meeting next week with the Republicans to try to iron out an approach to stimulating jobs, to taxation. Don't you wish they'd spend a week or a month or a year focusing on waste, fraud, and abuse, the unpopular bailouts and that kind of stuff? What do you think? 800-510-8255. Here, radio host Doc Thompson speaks about members of the Congress heading home for the holidays without voting on the extension of unemployment benefits. Is this affecting you? And if so, how?
While the members of Congress gather to break bread with their family next week, Thanksgiving, they celebrate the holiday in their nice homes, confident that they have jobs, making $175,000 plus a year. There are going to be millions of Americans who will spend their Thanksgiving living with the continued unnecessary stress of uncertainty. That even if those Americans who've been struggling will see their taxes go up, and even if some of them will not get additional unemployment benefits, even if very bad things are coming in their future, at least they could make their plans now and start accepting what is coming instead of living in limbo. So Congress heads home for a 10-day break that will include spending time wherever they want for Thanksgiving, having a high-paying job and benefits and status that goes with it. While millions upon millions upon millions of Americans, whether those that are unemployed or business owners or just people who are wondering if their taxes are going to go up, struggle. And now, because Congress didn't act on either one of them, have at least another 10 days of unnecessary stress that uncertainty brings. You ever have a rough time in your life? What's the worst part about it? The unknown, the living in limbo day after day, the uncertainty of what's coming in the future. Not like the other parts are good, but that stress day after day is overwhelming. You ever have a sick loved one and you just wait and wait to find out what's going to happen? lose your job on unemployment, and you wait and wait. You try to forget about it. You take your mind off it. You listen to the radio. You do what you can do. And then all of a sudden, it all comes rushing back to you. You spend a moment talking with somebody, and you're able to brush it away for a minute, and then it all comes rushing back, and you feel that adrenaline surge, that panic of what am I going to do if... I have a family, a friend who had been struggling with a family business for 10 years. Just regulation, unnecessary regulation after unnecessary regulation from the state and the federal government. And then the bad economy on top of it. And they poured everything they had into this family business. All of the family members mortgaged their house again and put it into the family business. And this went on year after year. And then finally, after about 10 years of struggling, they lost the business, and it was the worst for them, or so they thought. Within a few short months afterwards, they were at least on the road to recovery and starting to feel better. But for those 10 years leading up to it, especially the last couple, that uncertainty was the worst for them. And that's what Congress has thrust upon the American people for another 10 days, by leaving without voting on these things. These things are very simple. They're going to come to some sort of agreement or not. There's going to be something is going to happen. Either they're going to extend the unemployment benefits or they're not. Either they're going to allow a tax increase for all Americans or they're not. Or maybe some sort of compromise. But why couldn't they have done it this week?
And now for the bonus round. If time flies and money talks, what does wisdom do?
His taxes?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. What should they throw?
Parties?
Correct. Netflix now delivers movies instantly to your TV through what?
Oh, through we!
Correct! Woo! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In USA Radio News, I'm Jason Walker. China says it's determined to prevent escalation of recent violence between North and South Korea, but there may be a problem. The top U.S. military officer, Admiral Mike Mullen, says he doesn't think China can control North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says, quote, "My sense is they try to control this guy, and I'm not sure he is controllable." Meanwhile, the U.S. and South Korea will conduct joint military maneuvers over the weekend. Saudi Arabian officials claiming to have taken a huge bite out of terrorism, saying they arrested 149 people with suspected links to 19 al-Qaeda cells in Yemen, Somalia, and Afghanistan. More than 120 of those arrested reportedly are Saudis. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
When I give a gift, I want it to really wow.
Nikita Barnett on the Sam's Club Day After Thanksgiving event.
Electronics, toys, beautiful jewelry. I'm talking the good stuff. And you can't beat the savings. Makes my membership worth it right there. Talk about wow.
The Sam's Club Members Only Day After Thanksgiving event begins at 5 a.m. November 26th. Start saving Thanksgiving Day at samsclub.com. Not a member? Join now and get in on the
wow.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
We continue now with our countdown focus on money, the economy, jobs, unemployment, the American situation, if you will. I'm Doug Steffen. Join me on the phone. Right now would be a good time for you to call. It is timely for you if you have the opportunity. 800-510-8255. What's your situation? Here's radio host Joe Crummy, and his focus really is extending unemployment benefits. Can we? Can't we? Is it something we can, if you're unemployed, how long can those of us who are employed keep you in the, what is it, the living the status in which you are used to, or whatever the right English is anyway? You can't find a job. How long are we supposed to keep these unemployment benefits going?
Nancy Pelosi says this. This is insane. I can't understand it. Nancy Pelosi says our first priority is to create jobs. The American people want to get back to work. Unemployment insurance is a, this is what I can't understand. Unemployment insurance is a proven economic booster, returning $2 into the economy for every dollar invested. What? What do you mean? For every dollar you spend on unemployment insurance, $2 gets back into the economy? Does anybody want to? How the hell does that work? If that's true, then we should always be on unemployment. It's kind of like alchemy or something. It's like spend $1 and $2 comes back. It's great. How does that work? The fact that she could even say that is weird. It's like, what? Yeah, put $1 out and it's great because it generates $2. Really? Why would we ever want to even limit unemployment insurance? We should just keep it going for everybody. Hell, we should pay the people that are working unemployment insurance. Are you kidding me? Why not? We should just give the money away. It obviously just grows on trees somewhere. We just don't know exactly how it works, but it's magic. Here is, I believe this is Nancy Pelosi.
9.5% unemployment is a very tough screen to get through with.
Yes, it is.
Any other message. We extend a hand of friendship to the Republicans. We look forward to hearing their ideas on job creation and deficit reduction.
You know, we took a call a couple of weeks ago. You know, unemployment benefits going on forever and ever and ever. I think that, you know, after 99 weeks, you know, what are there, 52 weeks in a year? That's right. Unemployment is usually 13 weeks. If you're really lucky, you might get a 26-week, you know, extension. Okay, fine, now 26. Well, that's been extended, and that's been extended, and that's been extended. Now it's 99, which means it's 2 years. You look me in the eye right now, and you tell me that after 2 years, and you've been working, and you can't find a job after 2 years, that's a long time. I think that after 99 weeks, it's time for you to figure something out. You're an adult. I don't know what it's going to be, but that's your thing. And we got to stop with the 99 weeks and stop with the extensions. At some point, it really has to stop. Do you think that it is reasonable or unreasonable to continue to pay somebody for more than 2 years? I'm just saying, 2 years, not 1 year. I'm talking two. I think it's unreasonable, and don't worry about it. Trust me, they will extend it. They will. So don't worry about it. They're going to do it, and I think it's a disgrace.
And I kind of agree. 800-510-8255. I like the way Nancy Pelosi refers to the Republicans like they are lepers. Notice? Yeah, the men go, oh, we want to meet our Republican friends. Yeah. There's a show and a half for you. 800-510-8255. So the tax cuts have been a discussion this week. That has to do with the overall economy, how people are feeling about things in general. President meets with Republicans and Democrats after Thanksgiving to work out what to do with the tax cuts. President says taxes should rise for families making more than $250,000, and he keeps to that. So that's their platform. What's yours? How have you been doing any trading? How is the trading going on Wall Street this week? 800-510-8255. So do you think benefits ought to be extended? And if so, how much? If you're out of work, you're probably all for that. Maybe some of you have thought about starting your own business. How's that going for you with all the government nonsense that you have to get involved in? If you live in a town, you can start a business. They'll tell you, well, you have to form some kind of a business entity, and you have to go report to the town and pay $65. How do you find jobs? Do you look online? I look online all the time just to see if there are tons of jobs. So if there are tons and tons and tons of jobs, then why aren't people filling those jobs? That's a question worth asking, right? If it's easier to collect unemployment, then why bother to work? Finally, I think that was the point that Joe Crummy is making. All right, so lots of salient and cogent points to be made. Let's make them together. You and me and the folks listening to this radio program, which is called the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as the Luden's I grew up on. Mmm.
Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
800-510-8255. Doug Stefan on the countdown with Carlos and Eugene. Hi.
Hello, sir. I was listening to your radio, and my opinion is in regards to those individuals that have been on unemployment for 99 weeks, I know that we need to have some better accountability. And I believe that those individuals, when you go to an unemployment agency, they tell you who's hiring and stuff like that. And when you go to apply for these, they need to come back saying, you know what, I applied here. And the people that are offering these jobs to these individuals from unemployment be like, okay, they can go on call and verify to see what was the reason that this individual didn't get hired, or whatever the excuse might be, or if we have to have the people that are on the unemployment agency telling who's hiring, who's not, they're working for the government. Maybe they need to hold these individuals' hands to make sure they're actually trying to go get the job, because the red flag that I have is that if an undocumented worker can come to this country and find a job right away, why can't an American find a job right away?
Very good question. Excellent question. You ever been on unemployment, Carlos? Ever been without a job? Ever had to go through this process?
I have been out of job, but usually it takes me about 2 weeks. I mean, I've worked pretty much since I got out of high school. Yeah. I've been in the military, and as soon as I got out of the military, I got a job right away. I mean, I guess it just depends on the person. If you're a go-getter, I mean, sometimes you have to lower your standards. I'd rather have money in my pocket or, you know, in my pocket than don't have any money, you know?
Right. Yeah, the Americans not wanting to do these jobs. I always love hearing those stories. I've never been out of work in my life. I've always had a job. I don't know, that isn't goody-goody two-shoes. It's just that I've done lots of different things. Everybody's got a different attitude. Everybody has a different psyche, and the approach to this is let's get them if we can get them. I've heard people say, well, I've paid into the system for a long time. It's time I get something out. Oh, okay, so I can kind of understand that. But under the circumstances, we have all these people who are, although millions of folks who are illegal have left because they can't find work. It is slimmer pickings than it was, but they're still there, and there still is an influence here. But what you outlined at the beginning of your call, interesting that there are a lot of people who fake it. You know it, and I know it. People that are getting paid under the table, people who will make up stories, or they'll copy the reports, and the government's not that efficient. I guess it depends on the person that you're talking to. Some are very efficient, and some are working hard to make the system work, but others just say, oh, okay, you tried to find a job, you didn't? Oh, all right. But there are, the system, if it were to work, is moderately thorough from what I've heard from people. That is, you go in with the records of the people that you've called and how you've, and in order to get unemployment, you have to show that you've been, I guess, on 6 interviews or something like that. I don't know what the number is, but I've heard people tell me the story. That in the end seems to make sense if, in fact, system is, if there is a follow-through on the part of the system. That is, again, the individual person who's talking to you, if they're thorough, maybe you're a little uncomfortable if you are. You know, you can almost see if you watch people's body language, are these people faking it or not? And there are a lot of people who are faking it just to screw the rest of us who are paying their way. All right, Carlos, you're a good man for calling. Thank you. Mark is in North Carolina, live on the countdown next. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. It's been a long, long time since I've called you up.
Well, I'm glad you called me back, sir.
And like I said, I worked for a steel company for 17 long years in Wilmington, North Carolina. I thought I had it made, but no, I didn't. Now I've got to drive 40 miles. I used to drive 18 miles. Now I got to drive 40 miles to Camp Lejeune, military base, to get work. That's what you call sacrifice. And also,
why is that a sacrifice?
Well, you got to. It's a lot of gas.
You want a job or not?
Yeah.
Okay, so
and
you drive a little further.
Friends of mine.
You're going the 22 miles further. How much gas can that be? It's like a couple gallons a week?
Well, I had to buy another car. Mm-hmm. I had a Ford F-150. You wouldn't give them about 15 miles to the gallon. But anyway,
yeah.
A couple of friends of mine, I gave, got them a job out there also, and they worked for the same company for 17 years. So now we got all three of us at Camp Lejeune. What do you think about that?
I think it's great that you have a job, and I'm glad you called to tell us your story. It's an inspiration, sir. 800-510-8255. Jimmy calls into the countdown from New Jersey with his thoughts.
Yeah, I say that they should extend the benefits for the sake of the children. All these unemployed people have children at home, so what's going to happen to the children in a bad predicament? And the amount that they give is really basically like 40-50% of what their base salary was. And these very Republicans, they have no problem with the Defense Department building aircraft carriers for $6 billion that are mothballed, or 2,000 more Scud cruise missiles that sit in warehouses. So the Republicans are crazy. All these unemployment people got children. We should pray for those children. The Republicans also, they don't want this unemployment money to stimulate the economy. It's the government's job to provide a safety net for the children. Well, I think in this modern age that we live in, governments have a responsibility to provide safety nets. One reason the Republicans are against it because it would infuse money into the economy. It would be a backdoor to a stimulus, and they just absolutely don't want Obama to succeed. They want the economy to tank. Even if the kids have to suffer, it's all right with the Republicans if the economy tanks. The Republicans in Congress, the 500 Republicans in Congress or whatever, I'm sure their children haven't missed a day's meal in a long time.
Wow. Woo. Man, there's an angry guy. It's all the Republicans' fault. Do it for the children. Don't you love that one? Let's do it for the children. We got to help the children. It's the government's responsibility to make sure the children aren't. No, sorry. It's your responsibility as an adult. It's not my responsibility to take care of your children unless they're sick, destitute. You have the ability. You have two legs, two arms, got a brain. Go out and take care of your family. You are the ones responsible for bringing them into the world. And you can say, ah, that's a cruel, hard Republican. I'm not a Republican. I'm hopefully practical when it comes to some things. But we disagree, that's all. Doesn't mean we have to be disagreeable. We're just disagreeing. The economy and the impact that it's had, because fewer people are out of work and people are making less money, et cetera, tax credits. So there are all of these wonderful ideas, sales taxes to add to. There's a plan to cut the deficit by adding 6.5% national sales tax to certain things, lower individual income taxes, lower corporate taxes, and let's have a national sales tax. How about that for an idea? There are a couple of different people on both sides who say this think tank, Bipartisan Policy Center, thinks that we have to have a sales tax. People have put forth this idea to put it on, like, soft drinks and that kind of stuff. There are other people who have come up with ideas to free spending. That's not a bad idea, is it? 800-510-8255. How do we fix the economy? New and fresh ideas. Lewis calls the countdown from Clarksville, Tennessee. So let's have you in the spotlight, sir. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Doug. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Well, what I was saying is I work as a private consultant, software consultant, and because I work for myself and I don't have any employees, I'm just a one-man show, I'm constantly hunting jobs. Every job I do, when it ends, it's over. I've got to have another job.
You've got to market yourself. You've got to be out there. You've got to be persistent. Yes.
Yeah.
Got to sell.
So while I'm doing a job, I'm hunting another one.
Yep.
Because I can't let a time lapse between when I finish a job and have to do another one. But something I found pretty interesting I wanted to share with you, Doug.
Sure.
Is a lot of software, you hear it all the time, is being outsourced to India.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing something called resourcing. They're outsourcing these jobs to India, and it's just not getting done. And I'm putting together teams of people here in the U.S., and we're just resourcing them jobs right back here.
Yeah, I've heard a couple of stories this week about that. Good for you, sir. Congratulations on your success. Thank you for telling us a story. Perhaps it will inspire others. 51 past the hour.
drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as the Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
And now for the bonus round. Old wives have tails. What do old husbands have?
Oh, back pain.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
If a tree falls in the forest...
A souffle rises in the city.
Correct. What's the newest way Netflix delivers movies?
Oh, instantly through Wii.
Correct. Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yep, there are all kinds of ideas on how to fix the budget, how to change the deficit, tax compromises. What do you think is the way to do it? How will it best affect you if there are tax increases, if you're unemployed, you want to extend the unemployment benefits? I believe Bob is next on the air who wants to do that. At least I think that's what you're going to tell us, Bob. That's what I've been told you want to say, so you tell us yourself what you want to say. Hello. Bob's not
yes.
There. Oh, there you are. Go ahead, sir.
Am I on the air now?
Yeah, you are, sir. Let's go. Yep.
Okay, sure. My name is Bob. I'm calling from Lexington, Kentucky, and I'm in favor of extending the benefits, and I think that can be cost-effective. I'm coming from the viewpoint of being 59 years old. On Social Security disability, that is because I can't get my VA benefits, which is kind of typical for people veterans of my age bracket.
You're disabled. You can't work.
No. There's a difference. What I'd like to ask is working as. For society, say volunteering, which I've done up to 40 hours a week, in doing that work, I've seen that it's essential to society's welfare. And, I've tried to. I'm 100% disabled, service connected from Vietnam era. But due to stigmas of various types, you keep falling, and as you get older, it's harder to fight those, but if you persist.
I'm sorry, I'm not getting your point, sir. What are you trying to tell us?
My point is that, for instance, extend those benefits, because when I was in my 20s, right, the benefit of that money, right, was in progressive age groups, teach you the ball game in terms of staying in the job market. And every time something is cut off, some part of the safety net is sliced open, people that are more than willing to work
Willing to work? What would you like to do? What can you do?
I'm working towards getting back into volunteer work, I hope.
So you want to get paid for volunteer work, in essence. Sounds like that's what you're saying.
I don't care, but what I'm saying is when I have been able to volunteer in the past, right, do volunteer work, from my previous experience, I know that I was, well, I paid nothing, but in terms of dollar value, in terms of value to myself and society, it was...
Here's the bottom line, Bob. If you are not able physically, mentally, in some way that is cogently measured, if you're not able to have a job, then you should be, should or ought to be, or whatever the word is, you are a candidate for help because the society, whether it's because of Vietnam or whatever it is, owes that to you. If you are able to work, then my read on it is you don't deserve anything. Sounds to me like you can do something. If you can volunteer, you can do something. Maybe there's a way, but the mindset is, and I understand what you're saying, there are a lot of people who are prejudiced. There has always been a prejudice attached to Vietnam-era veterans, and for whatever the reason, the society has said, oh, we're sorry, but they haven't really said that, because there are a lot of people like you who could have some kind of gainful employment, but they don't. And so you may be... one of those candidates who ought to have, but there are too many people who are just kind of running through the system. Mark's in Buffalo. You're on the air, Mark. Hi.
Hi, how you doing? I love listening to you going through this state. I think what they should do is they should take some of these people on welfare and some of the people that are on unemployment and replace some of these high-paid government workers with these people to earn their checks.
Well, there are a lot of, you know, the local level and the state level and the national level have jobs. I think you're hitting something that's a real nerve with a lot of people. It may be in league with what the gentleman just said who called about volunteering. People who could do things, but the government won't let them do them because they get in the way of someone who's getting paid. There's so many complicated rules and regulations. You can't do this. You can't do that, for God's sakes. Let people do what they want to do and what they're capable of doing, and get out of the way. That's the, the biggest.
So that I've worked since I was 10 years old. I was disabled, and I went back to school and just learned a different trade and went back out, and I'm driving trucks.
Right, there you go. You're a great example, and we got to the point pretty quickly, Mark, with you. Thank you, all the people who have an eye. Well, they owe it to me. Nobody owes you anything. Unless you're a Vietnam guy and you got hurt in the service like the previous call. Other than that, why should we, why do we owe you anything?